Indians fans keeping things in perspective as their team guns for an 18th straight win, playing host to the Orioles. Francisco Lindor is all smiles before the game. Would he be the same way afterward?
Curveball lined into left field. Third hit of the night for Scope, and the Orioles have tied it.
He delivers. Perez with a drive. Deep left field. It is gone. And Roberto Perez hits number 5. And the Indians have a 2-1 lead here in inning number 6. And now the pitch to him. A swing and a drive to deep right. Away back. Gone. Back-to-back jacks.
Davis sends one high and deep down the left field line, and it's going to carry out of here. Opposite field home run for Chris Davis.
Allen into the motion. Here it comes. Swung on, looping liner to right. Coming on, Jay Bruce. Makes the catch. Ball game.
The Indians hang on for the 3-2 win and extend to an 18-game win streak. Trevor Bauer ties Chris Sale for the American League lead in victories with 16, and the Indians have overtaken the Astros for the best record in the American League. The Indians' incredible streak brings their record to 87-56 on the year. Here's their manager, Terry Francona.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't doing much. You know, we got the run in the first, and then Hellickson really, really pitched well. I mean, you know, he's that guy that doesn't light up the gun, but he sure knew how to kind of subtract, and especially in hitters' counts, throw a change up and sneak a fastball in there. And I mean, really, he had like, 49 pitches, I think, going into the fifth. And then, you know, Berto got it looked like a cutter up, and then Frankie hit one really good. And then we hung on for dear life. But I'll tell you what, early on, you know, it was a lot of deep counts, and he managed to wiggle out of those. He didn't even walk anybody, but it was just so many deep counts. And then he settled down. You know, we've seen Trevor long enough. Once he gets a couple strikeouts, he sort of tends to kind of settle down and start to pitch his game. But until he misses some bats, it kind of bothers him a little bit, kind of messes with his confidence. Once he had a couple strikeouts, then he settled down and started getting into a groove.
Francisco Lindor's power surge continues. He adds to his career high with his 29th homer of the season and finishes 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored.
It's been awesome. The coolest thing about it is that everybody's contributing, not just one guy. They're doing it day in and day out. It's just every time you put someone different in the lineup, they step up and they help us win. And that's what it's all about, and that's what's a team. I broke 2 of my bats, and I ran out of bats. So that's all I bring to the game, 2 bats. And Almonte, he's got the same handle I use, different barrel. I asked for his bat, thinking it was going to be almost the same as mine. His was completely a lot longer and heavier than mine. I was like, no chance. I just swung, and he went out. It was pretty cool.
The Indians' 18-game win streak began with a Trevor Bauer victory back on August the 24th, and it continues on Sunday as the right-hander allows 2 runs over 6 1/3.
I think we're playing the type of baseball that we knew we could from the beginning. I think, you know, we know we have the talent to do stuff like this and to win a high percentage of our games. And we're playing with the right intensity, we're playing with the right focus and the right energy level. And it's been a lot of fun. If you look at the last 2 months of us playing, I think that's more like what we know we can do.
The Indians will go for a 19th straight victory on Monday night when they play host to the Tigers with Carlos Carrasco on the mound.